Titus 1:1 Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. 1:2 In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. 1:3 But hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. 1:4 To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace, from God the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. 1:5 For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed thee. 1:6 If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children not accused of riot or unruly. 1:7 For a bishop must be blameless, as the steward of God. Not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. 1:8 But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. 1:9 Holding fast the faithful word, as he hath been taught, that he may be able, by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. 1:10 For there are many unruly and vain talkers, and deceivers, specially they of the circumcision. 1:11 Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. 1:12 One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Cretans are alway liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. 1:13 This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. 1:14 Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. 1:15 Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. 1:16 They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate.